for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Last week's criticism of protesters by Charlottesville's police chief has some other city officials concerned. Meanwhile, lawmakers in the House of Delegates will hold three meetings on police and criminal justice reform later this summer. And researchers at UVA conduct lab tests on a new treatment for one of the deadliest types of brain tumors, and they say the results are promising. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, June 29. Although there have been rallies in Charlottesville calling for racial justice and defunding the police since the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis, Charlottesville has not seen the levels of violence between police and protesters that has rocked Richmond and other cities around the country in recent weeks. Even Charlottesville's Confederate statues, flashpoints for violent rallies in 2017, are still standing. But last week's statement by the police chief has some city officials concerned. Hawes Spencer with VPM reports.
Police Chief Rochelle Brackney said some people engaged in unacceptable and criminal behavior.
This included harassing and attempting to shame individuals who were trying to enjoy a Father's Day meal on the mall with their families.
City Planning Commissioner Rory Stolzenberg finds her words concerning.
The city police department is calling it criminal and unacceptable. That in itself is completely unacceptable and a basic violation of our rights as Americans.
He also says police are inflating some recent graffiti damage. The chief, however, claims some asphalt must be ripped up and repaved, and she announced that four alleged vandals will be arrested.
Hawes Spencer, WMRA News, Charlottesville.
Meanwhile, Richmond police arrested six people during the latest round of late-night protests at the Robert E. Lee Monument grounds. Police declared an unlawful assembly shortly after 10 o'clock Friday night after an officer was shot by a paintball, the department said in a news release on Saturday morning. Several other officers were subsequently shot by paintballs and struck by other hard objects, according to the department, which said one of the officers was treated at a hospital for a possible head injury or concussion. Police said one officer deployed pepper spray, but no tear gas was used. That contradicts descriptions of the scene from multiple news outlets and demonstrators. The conflict on Friday night marked the fifth time last week that authorities declared an unlawful assembly in Richmond and ordered crowds of demonstrators to disperse, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Police have been criticized for repeatedly using tear gas against peaceful crowds protesting the monuments and rallying for racial justice. Meanwhile, the interim police chief in Richmond has resigned after 11 days on the job, and a new chief has been named to fill his role. Lawmakers in the House of Delegates will hold three meetings on police and criminal justice reform in July and August. They are asking for public input ahead of a special session later this summer. Democratic Speaker of the House Eileen Fillercorn says lawmakers are moving as quickly as possible.
I've been on the phone and having meetings virtually with so many folks that wanted to weigh in and realize there is no reason to wait. We can get this committee work underway.
Fillercorn says they're still trying to figure out logistics to allow the public to participate in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. She declined to comment on specific policies. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats unveiled their own list of criminal justice proposals last week, including a ban on chokeholds and ending no-knock warrants. When they return to Richmond in August, Virginia lawmakers will also consider paid leave, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Earlier this year, members of the General Assembly were very close to passing a bill that would have created a requirement for paid sick days. But in the closing hours of the session, lawmakers killed the idea. Now local governments in Virginia are stepping up. Fairfax County Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeff McKay says the timing for offering Fairfax County employees 6 weeks of paid family and medical leave couldn't be better.
This is an important tool for future recruitment, an important tool for retention. And if ever there were a time to appreciate the need for flexibility and family leave, it is certainly during a pandemic like this.
The timing might also work well for Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy. She's running for governor, but she'll also be returning to Richmond as a member of the House of Delegates, where she tried to pass a bill creating paid family and medical leave earlier this year. That bill got sent to a study committee. Now, she says, the special session offers a chance to reconsider.
I feel confident that the pressure is on and people are watching and they're going to hold legislators' feet to the fire, which is going to force a lot of people to take hard but good votes to ensure that we move the ball forward on things like paid sick days and paid family medical leave.
The special session in August will likely be dominated by criminal justice reform and revised budget forecasts. But the Legislative Black Caucus has also identified paid sick leave as a key priority. Michael Pope.
Virginia's freeze on evictions ended Sunday, but Governor Northam is asking chief circuit judges to extend it in localities that need more time. Northam is also proposing some relief to renters at the state level. Ian Stewart with VPM reports.
Northam says the state is facing an eviction crisis, with some areas showing the highest rates in the country.
Virginians are facing a number of difficulties, but having a safe and stable place to call home shouldn't be one of them.
Northam is announcing the Virginia Rent and Mortgage Relief Program, which will use $50 million from the Federal CARES Act funds.
The program will help cover rent and mortgage payments on behalf of households who are experiencing financial instability due to the pandemic.
Northam says the exact guidelines of the program will be released Monday.
That's Ian Stewart with VPM reporting. Finally today, researchers at the University of Virginia are conducting lab tests on a new therapeutic approach to killing one of the deadliest types of brain tumors, and they say the results are promising. Charles Fishburne, also with VPM, reports.
Glioblastoma has most notably claimed the lives of Senators Ted Kennedy and John McCain. Each year, there are 100,000 new cases.
A glioblastoma is the most common primary brain tumor in adults.
UVA's Dr. Jason Sheehan says these tumors are inevitably fatal. But when he combined focused ultrasound with a drug called 5-ALA, cancer cells died.
By combining these two relatively innocuous, already FDA-approved approaches, we were able to induce a tumoricidal effect, a killing of the tumor, in a very efficient fashion.
It resulted in nearly 50% reduction of viable cancer cells in his lab, using both rat and human cell samples. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.